来了。Now you open the pack and you're greeted with the sweet smell of butter, vanilla and caramel. I'm talking about the Czech Republic's famed Karlovarské oblátky or Carlsbad wafers. Thin wafers filled with crushed almonds, sugar, vanilla and cinnamon that also come in various other flavors like chocolate, caramel and lemon. The Czech Republic has now applied for Protective Designation of Origin, or PDO status, which is given by the European Commission to products manufactured uniquely in a specific geographical area. In other words, if granted the status, any company producing wafers outside the West Bohemian region would not be allowed to name them Carlsbad wafers. But are the original Carlsbad wafers truly Czech? The Wetzel Wafer and Waffle Factory in the German town of Dillingen has built its entire existence around the famous delicacy for the last 60 years. The recipe was brought to Bavaria by Marlene Wetzel Hackspacher, an ethnic German from the Carlsbad region whose family was forced to leave Czechoslovakia just after the Second World War during the mass expulsion of the Sudeten German minority. Her cause is supported in Brussels by Bernd Posselt, an MEP for the German group of the European People's Party and the European Democrats.
You know that the Carlsbad wafers have been produced by Sudeten German bakers, small bakeries, in the 18th, 19th and 20th century in Carlsbad, Karlovy Vary and the whole region. And after the Second World War, they had to leave their home and started again with producing their specialty in Bavaria and in Austria. And now somebody tries to take over the name only for products from the Czech Republic. So their tradition, they kept very, very intensive, is endangered, and I try to defend them.
German member of the European Parliament Bernd Posselt, who is also the head of the largest organization representing Sudeten Germans, the Sudeten German Landsmannschaft. But Prague argues that the PDO status for the Carlsbad wafer is imperative in order to promote and guarantee quality produce. It also notes that the real recipe includes the region's spring water. Jan Tamecha is from the Brussels office of the Czech Christian Democrat MEP Jan Březina, who's among those engaged in promoting the regional character of Czech foods.
The special spring water from Karlsbad Spa is being used, and this is in fact the main point in our view, because this is what makes the Carlsbad wafer a special and specific product. And that is the circumstance that differs in the Carlsbad region from the wafers produced in Germany. And our main argument is that it is not possible to consider the historical perspective of this issue, such as transfer of the German nationals from the Czechoslovakia, because the EU regulation concerning PDOs doesn't mention at all that the historical perspective of the issues concerning PDOs should be taken into account.
In all, the Czech Republic has requested PDO status for 35 products, also including the very smelly Moravian cheese, Olomoucké tvarůžky, and hops from the town of Žatec. It could take months or even years before the European Commission decides which products will be granted the protective designation of origin. But concerning the Carlsbad wafers, Mr. Posselt hopes the Czechs and Germans will eventually come to a compromise.
We shouldn't use this question to create trouble or to fight against each other. It's a common tradition, and we should keep this common tradition for Czechs and for Sudeten Germans. But I think we should protect the old receptures. We should ask for high-quality standards. That's important, and not only the place where it is produced. It's a common heritage, and it was a tragic history we all had, Czechs and Sudeten Germans, in the 20th century, but now we should live together and eat together our common wafers.